Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
God is just, if you haven't yet taken the time to begin to abide, we're about to hear from Pat what the Lord is sharing with him in his abiding time. But, you know, every single day, we're sharing with you from the overflow of what God's sharing with us. Mm-hmm. We spend time with the Lord. And if you don't have a plan, we have a simple plan for you, a simple plan that even young men and young women, girls and boys, they're hearing from God. Even Samuel was taught to hear from God by Eli, who didn't care about hearing from God. But once he heard from the Lord, as he repeated what God said, not one word that he said, and this wasn't something in his own heart. Obviously, God was revealing himself to Samuel. Not one of them fell to the ground. Mm. And I don't want to share right now on the air what Jonathan, you know, God spoke to him in the context of that. But let me tell you this, you know, get prepared. Get prepared. If you haven't yet heard Prudent Preparation, you need to hear it. You need to go to VFNTV.com. You need to listen to it and go into the VFN TV store and begin to look around for all the things available, how you can prepare for the days ahead, because there's going to be a great harvest. But look at the church in Syria. This is what happened in Syria. They first said, let's just kind of blend in. Let's kind of be neutral. And they realized, you can't be neutral. And the truth is, we can't be neutral.
You got to pick a side.
You got to pick a side. And you got to pick Jesus' side if you want eternal life and be in the family. And so the conflict, how horrific it is revealing the true church. And even though Jesus was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Understand that if we're crying out for revival and a third great awakening, and we're seeing it, God's showing this to us, but with it comes persecution in the context of that, you need to hear from God. And so we have a simple plan available for you right now. I mean, all you need is a crayon, if you think about it, a video, just having a little kitchen talk with you, how to be able to do it and kind of sharing with you what God says. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and get your request. Your simple plan today. You fill out the information that comes to you right away, immediately to you, and also into your email. Pat, what's God sharing with you?
Well, I was just sharing with the guys this morning, reading in Second Corinthians chapter 7, where, if you remember, Paul was real upset, you know, that he had sent this letter to the Corinthians. You know, he says he didn't really enjoy it. You know, it was a painful thing to do, but he knew if he didn't, you know, there wouldn't be any repentance.
Right.
So he was glad he did it, because what he says was, and I'll just read part of it here.
Isn't that beautiful, though, the tension between, I really hate to do it. It hurts me more than it hurts you.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Yeah.
But you got to do that.
It's hard. It's a tough thing to do. But if you love the person, you know, who, you know, God's entrusted you with,
right,
you know, you're going to bring that correction. You're going to shine that light.
Yeah. It reminds me of a teacher, by the way, just, I won't say a name, but you know, she's a real good teacher, and she had a class that she's been able just to love on them and just be the kindness aspect of it. But all of a sudden, they started getting really rowdy and all that.
Mm.
So she had to come down, and she had to be stern with them. And she's so convicted because she's a believer. She just didn't want to have to come down on them. But I was talking to her and saying, listen, you know, if you really love them, I mean, you have to understand the kindness and the sternness of that. And helped her get through that time, because you want it all. But the truth is, you got to do these things sometimes, because it just gets out there. And the next day, her class was like peachy. And it came in there.
Oh, wow.
They're all doing their work and stuff like that. It was just beautiful. And because she loved them, she got firm with them.
Right.
And they listened. They're going to have a future if they continue to listen
right.
to that, because she's teaching them the things they need to know to be able to have a future.
Yeah, not just a future. You save someone's life. I mean,
yes.
Would it be stern to yell at someone who's about to get hit by a car?
Hello.
That wouldn't be stern. You'd be saving their life. Stop! Get out the way!
But it is hard. I mean, you walk away from that. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, I just feel like dirt after doing something like that. Because who are we?
I gotta say this, but here it comes.
Yeah.
And in humility, I mean, because you know, I mean, we're all dirt without God, you know?
Yeah, you are.
So who am I?
I know.
So some have more than others.
Just saying.
But Paul said, he goes, I know it was painful to you for a little while. But now I'm glad I sent it, because
The internet, where the letter wouldn't be up there forever. You know what I'm saying? Can y'all put that letter away?
I know.
Right, exactly. And he says, not because it hurt you, but because of the pain it caused you to repent and change your ways. And that's the result. I mean, that's what we want. And it was the kind of sorrow God wants in his people to have. So you are not harmed by it in any way. But the kind of sorrow God wants to experience leads us away from sin and result in salvation. And then he says, there's no regret for that kind of sorrow.
So it brought them to a place of repentance,
right,
so they could be saved.
Exactly.
Which means if they wouldn't have listened to that rebuke, they wouldn't have been saved.
Exactly. Which...
And he wrote the letter to the
church. Exactly. It was the church he's talking to.
It's the church he's talking to.
Right.
So he's
this is in the world. This is the church.
Yeah.
And then he says, but worldly sorrow, which lacks repentance, results in spiritual death.
That sounds like Francis Chan when he was talking about, we hear it, you know, and we celebrate it. We go, you never really heard it. I really felt that. You know, I was teared up and stuff, but I walk away unchanged.
Mm.
And
that's
worldly sorrow.
Right, exactly.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, like we were saying earlier, it's very difficult a lot of times when you know there's something you need to share with this person or, you know, even your kids. I mean, it's not something you enjoy doing. But, you know, if you love them and you want them to make it,
sure,
you know, you got to bring it. You know what I'm saying? You got to shine that light in those dark areas.
And we have blind spots, you know. It's worthwhile to have relationships with those that are even willing to want to speak in your life.
Right, exactly.
That's why I say you have 10,000 teachers, but very few fathers.
Right.
And a father is someone who loves you enough to say, if you leave that light switch on one more time, it loves you enough to say, you don't need to be going out with that boy.
That's right.
Loves you enough to say, you know, that you need to get out of bed and get a job, or you need to go to school. You need to listen to your mama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to follow God. You need to get in the Word of God. Whether you do it or not, that's a father that's loving on you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier to just kind of teach. And there's so many teachers today, they really don't care whether you do what they're going to say or not. This is the difference. A teacher, I mean, you have people that you can teach anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have anointed teachers that break the yoke off of the person. Not only do you know it, but all of a sudden you're free from it. But then a father, somebody who has God's put in your life as a father, it could be your natural father or it could be a spiritual father, that when they speak to you, their words just kind of just stay with you.
Mm.
And they encourage you, just simple words, and they challenge you like Paul was doing. He says, you know, for I'm your father in Christ Jesus. But that's just love. But somebody who speaks truth to you, they're wanting what's best for you. They understand that your success is their victory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Their greatest, sort of like David was telling us, like, you know, Captain Alexander was telling us last night, just to get the text from his son from college you know, Dad, he's studying engineering and all, and he's developed, I know about what his app was, I'll tell you, but they designed their own app that they're being able to market now and give the rights away to. But the fact that I'm seeking God every night and asking God to lead me, that's just beautiful for a father to hear his son saying that I'm seeking God every night and asking him to be able to lead me. Mm-hmm. And you know, God responds.
Absolutely.
God responds to that question.
Exactly. So, I mean, me as a believer, that I should welcome, you know, somebody pointing something out of my life because, you know, I don't want to offend. I don't want to hurt God. I don't want to hurt my brother or anybody.
Yeah.
You know, but in humility, we're open to it.
Well, that's it.
But if you're prideful, you know, you're not going to. You know, you're going to have the worldly type of sorrow.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
You may be repentant for a moment, or you may be not repentant, but sorry for what you did.
Yeah.
But then there's no change.
Yeah.
You know, there's no repentance.
Wow, yeah.
Which leads, what he said, spiritual death.
Mm.
So
oh,
if you
wow.
can't be spoken to, you know, you're not going to change.
Well, that's when you find out truly who is a son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You find out a son when there is a, is it a correction or a wreck, W-R-E-C-K, son.
Ooh.
That when God brings correction in our life, that's when we find out if we're a son of God or not.
That's right.
Because we shake loose from God and say, no, I refuse. Like, okay, you're not a son.
That's not right.
A daughter of God because you're he's not your father.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not allowing him to bring correction into your life. So either it's correction, the way you spell correction normally, or if you're not a son or a daughter yet, it's correct. W-R-E-C-K, right?
Wow.
Shun.
That's good.
It's true. And that's how you know. That's when somebody who loves you is very carefully about to try to bring correction, thinking at any moment, it could be a wreck because it's about to be revealed in your life. Mm. Are you a son?
Mm.
Are you a daughter? Mm-hmm. Are you someone else's son?
Yeah.
And someone else's daughter? Are you God's son? Are you a son of the Lord or you're not?
Right.
And that's how you find out.
That's good.
It's true. Consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son.
Yeah. I just remember my early days of my walk. It was like a car wreck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whenever somebody brought correction in my life, because it was dysfunctional correction growing up. So I was always like, put my hands up. Hold on now.
Right.
You're getting a little too close.
Right.
But then, you know, God disciplines those he loves. So if you're willing to change, God has no problem pointing stuff out.
You think about it. You know, here's Timothy is just heard the gospel. He's so excited. His mother's a believer. His dad's Greek, I guess. And he hears about this man, you know, Paul, who's been preaching in the community and seeing the kingdom of God in the light of the gospel. And he just wants to go with him. He wants to be a part of what this is the beginning of the letters that you read in Timothy. It hasn't happened yet because first Timothy had to want to go. It's like, I want to go, but he didn't understand what it was going to be like to go. But he wanted to go, and he was willing to do whatever it took. And so Paul's like, okay, great, cool, wonderful. This is wonderful. Okay, this is what we're first going to do. We're first going to need to circumcise you. You know, and it's like, I mean, can you imagine an American today? Like, you know, I know if it's plastic surgery, like you're talking about an eye lift, nose lift, or ear reduction, or whatever, some kind of whatever reduction.
All right.
You know, rhinoplasties. Anyway, but in regards to something that this is why he said that. He says, because you're going to be ministering to folks that are right now operate in the flesh. And what's in your life in the flesh, nothing's wrong with you, but what that part of you is going to cause them not to hear the God part of you.
Mm.
It had nothing to do with him. He was already saved
mm-hmm.
because they were going to minister to the Jews, and the Jews were going to be one of the things is, and I was like to know, you know, what you doing spying up my liberties? But the very fact is he was preparing him for the ministry, which is means you want to win them. Some people, this is how you know the motive of it is where folks want to be on a stage and they want to bring glory to themselves and it's about what they get out of it. And it's like, yeah, that's about all you're going to get. And you're going to stand at the altar the last day saying, Lord, Lord, did I not? And he's going to say, I never knew you. But the ones that understand the reason minister means servant. And so you're going to serve folks in hopes that they may, you become all things to all people that you might win a few to God. And so you're going to deal with stuff in your life, not because you're becoming more saved. You're dealing with stuff in your life so you don't get in people's way.
Yeah. So you can be prepared to serve.
Yeah.
You just don't.
Yeah.
Not about putting on a napkin and running out there. No. Come on back.
Yeah.
Come on back.
And you have to, you need to get healed in your heart. And some of the biggest healings that need to take place is you got to deal with that rebellion that's been in your heart for towards your father. Because the enemy's done all these different things against you and perception-wise and all this kind of stuff. And the truth is, you answer alone before God, no witnesses or no suspects. And you need to get those father wounds, father vacancies, father voids, father absence. You just fill in the blank. Everything the enemy could say and do and accuse has happened. Because if you get and you start ministering on behalf of the Father through his Son, and you don't even understand what it means to be a father, and you don't even understand what it means to a son, what gospel are you preaching? How long is it going to take you to be offended, and all of a sudden you take it personal because an old wound gets stirred up? And so correction is where that takes place, is when we're willing. And Paul says, we got 10,000 teachers, very few fathers, for I'm your father in Christ Jesus. He was willing to deal with the things that had to be dealt with. Why? So they could be saved. They could be saved. What a reward. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.